We actually have petitions from all three schools signed by parents and teachers objecting to the change.
Buffalo Teachers Federation President Phil Remore. The changes to the school start times at the Duval Porter campus, Drew Science Magnet School, and Lydia Wright School were discussed this past spring. But Remore tells WBFO News the district switched the times to save money, and Cash is using his state receivership powers. However, Remore says the changes violate the new teachers' contracts.
But basically what they did is they changed the starting and ending time at two elementary schools from being early schools that start at 8 o'clock to schools that start at 9 o'clock, because then we get out an hour later. And did so without the knowledge of the parents, the consent of the teachers, the parents, or anybody.
You may recall the teacher's contract provides for a longer school day, allowing the district to add up to 25 minutes for this new school year. Remore says a state Supreme Court judge has now ordered a stay in the case, putting a hold on the start time changes at the schools. And State Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Ilya will be deciding if Cash has the receivership authority to make the adjustments.
And I don't see how the commissioner can rule that the changing of the starting and ending times of these three schools, making them later, is in any way for the benefit of the education of the student.
But the district tells WBFO News it is making the time changes for educational reasons. The district also says those changes were announced to teachers and families back in April. The changes were also made in the district's budget this past May, and if those changes don't occur, the district could face a $4 million cost. District spokeswoman Ellen Acala says they cannot discuss the matter that's now in litigation. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.